This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed their deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion.
The first act of that offensive is to cut off the two lifelines to 2.5 million people in Gaza. The first act is to stop the fuel, stop the food, stop the medicine at the border. I don't call that limited, and I don't call that restricted. I call that a reimposition of total blockade on nearly 2.5 million civilians.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.